With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Since 2012, the Rural Heritage Museum in Pinckneyville has been sharing a slice of American rural life with anyone who visits, says volunteer Galen Greer.
Primarily focused on the 1850 to 1950 time frame, there's a variety of displays that cover everything from your general store, your household goods, some of your primitive farming equipment up to the more modern kitchens. And by the more modern kitchens, I'm talking about the gas stoves of the 40s and 50s. A lot of horse-drawn farm equipment up to some of the more modern tractors. It's not just a tractor museum, but there are tractors on display.
Greer says his parents, Charlie and Mary Greer, began the museum.
They decided they wanted to, in their retirement years, gather a collection together. And at the same time, they were looking at ways and means to do it. Another group known as the Foundation for Pinckneyville, which is a not-for-profit that kind of helped seed some growth in the area, came together and envisioned the idea, and they were able to work to help with some of the funding to get things off the ground. It's a small travel destination in a small town, USA.
He says the museum is open year-round except for the month of January.
They are open Thursday through Sunday from 9 to 5, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and from 1 to 5 on Sundays. They are also available other hours by appointment. It's a volunteer thing for mom and dad. They've got a group coming in from out of the area and make a arrangements ahead of time. They'll usually meet and offer a full tour guide experience on odd hours with pre-arrangement.
Greer says some of the displays do change seasonally.
There's one section of the building, they call it the Red Barn. It's actually a Morton building site built to look like an older horse barn, where the first room area you see, those displays are changed seasonally. At this point in time, it's actually decorated for the holidays. When they come back open in February, they'll start decorating for the spring. Some of the larger displays don't change as often, but they do freshen up and move things around quite regularly. We have a butcher slaughterhouse display, the general store item collection, a doctor's office from the 30s, and a dentist office from the turn of the 19th century.
He says a guided tour is worth your time.
The most important part of a visit to the museum is not necessarily actually the display itself. It's the fact that the volunteers, if you desire, will walk through with you, explain things to you. If you have questions, if you just want to leisurely mill around and look at things on your own, that's fine too. You can spend a half hour looking at stuff quickly. You can spend all day and not see everything.
For more information on the museum in Pinckneyville, visit IllinoisRuralHeritageMuseum.org or search for it on Facebook. You can also call 618-521-2245. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.